VOA News. The Israeli army has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The evacuees entered Israeli-controlled territory on the Golan Heights. Hanegbi told Israel Radio that from there they were taken to neighboring Jordan. Describing the White Helmets as good people, he said they will be resettled in Western countries. Those include Britain, Germany, and Canada. But notably absent from the list is the U.S.
The Israeli Defense Force said the rescue workers were evacuated from the war zone in southern Syria because of an immediate threat to their lives. A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 14 people and wounding 50 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after First Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. Dostum was not hurt. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate while wounding the candidate and three other people. Afghanistan hosted a new round of talks with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build confidence and work together to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The meeting took place in Kabul. The agreement the two sides are working to reach is being called the Afghanistan-Pakistan Action Plan for Peace and Solidarity. The process seeks increased military cooperation and intelligence sharing. This is VOA News.